Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.
B-Pod Studios.
This is the second date update on the 10 with Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
What's up, Alan?
Man, I'm needing some help, man. I've been hanging with this girl, Penny. We've been going out, and, like, it's been three times now. You know, it's been cool. She's a real cool chick. And, okay, well, like, the weird thing is she is kind of going through, like, some legal stuff, but she's being, like, kind of vague about it, not saying exactly what it is.
Mm-hmm.
So we're I'm basically had been hanging with her at her place.
Yeah.
It's not like she's wearing an ankle monitor or anything like that. So I'm not sure.
What?
Whatever. So like we're just like
Hold on.
At her place.
Alan, I need to stop you. Is there a possibility that this girl's in prison right now? Maybe that's why she hasn't gotten back to you.
I haven't seen her, so yeah, you know what? You could be on to something there.
Okay.
I haven't looked it up.
So the possibility, I just want to wrap my head around this. There's a possibility that she might be in jail, yet you still would like to find her to see her again.
Hell yeah. This girl is, dude, she's hot.
Okay.
She's cool as shit. I am down with her.
Oh,
like, I can work through this. That if she didn't kill anybody, and even if she did kill somebody and chopped them up into pieces, I still want to hear her side of the story.
Okay. Well then.
Oh Jesus.
All right. So
this
listen,
is not going to end.
Is there anything you think that you might have done that turned her off?
No. No way. No, dude. I am the shit, bro. I'm cool. I know how to handle chicks, dude. This girl is all about me.
Okay, cool. I feel like, I don't know if I'm doing the right thing by trying to make, this could be like the Bonnie and Clyde connection, but you know what? Who am I to judge? Hang on the phone, and we'll try and get this girl on the phone next, okay? All right, we just spoke to Alan. I don't even know where to begin with this. So he's looking for this girl, Penny, who may or may not be in prison because she had some sort of legal trouble happening. And Alan's very aware of this. And he said that even if she is in jail, he wants to know why, because he'd still be willing to give her another date.
Oh, geez.
Because he felt a connection with this criminal.
You can't argue connections.
That's true.
You have strong ones, you'll let certain things slide.
You feel that energy, and when you think this is somebody I can rob banks with, you know, it's like, it's meant to be. Okay, so Alan, are you still there? Alan?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, okay, perfect. Okay, we're going to try and call her right now, and I am praying to, if there is a Lord above, some sort of higher power, this girl will answer the phone. Stay quiet.
Hello?
Hi, is this Penny?
Who's calling, please?
So, my name is Romero. I'm here with Pebbles and Melissa. We're calling from Hot 96.
I'm good. Thank you.
Hold on. Listen. Is this Penny? I can explain really quick. It's a good thing while we're calling.
Okay, you got 2 seconds. Go.
Okay, Penny, basically, we got your phone number from a guy who wanted us to call you and offer you a date with him, okay? We'll pay for the whole thing. We'll do it around your schedule, and I'm going to tell you the gentleman's name. It's not a trick, so it's all good. Do I have your attention? Can I tell you the guy's name?
Okay.
And before I tell you his name, this dude is...
Oh, my God. Get to it, please. I got to go to work.
Oh. Hurry up, Romero. Go.
Alan, he's feeling you. You already went out with him a couple times.
No, I'm good, bro.
Well, hold on. Can you explain why? Because this dude, like, when we talked to him, he was feeling you. Like, he really, enjoys your company.
Well, that's nice, but, yeah, I'm good. I'm good right now.
But what can you explain to us why? Okay, I'm not saying you have to do it, but if it's a no, can you tell us why? Just so we can call Alan back and let him know.
I got a lot of legal issues going on right now, so it's not really like necessarily the right time for me to be getting involved.
Right.
Can't really get into it.
Did you kill anybody? Because he said even if you did kill someone, he'd be willing to.
No kidding. Okay. No, I just got some shit going on. Did you rob a bank?
Or?
No. I just got some family shit going on.
Okay, how about this? Alan's on the phone right now, Penny. He's been listening to.
Kidding me?
Yeah,
Why maybe you could tell him, and we won't listen. No. You just like ambush me, man. That's not even cool.
No, it's not Alan. Yo. They're still.
Yeah. What's up, Penny?
Oh man, Alan,
how's it going,
bro?
This dude's crazy.
I'm good, man. Just trying to hook up with you. I haven't been hearing from you.
I'm good, bro. I don't trust you, bro. I'm sorry. Like, I feel like I don't know. I feel like you're just like on that cheating vibe. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not really feeling that. So I feel like I'm good.
What was that?
Why do you feel like he'd cheat on you?
Can we get real? Can we get real right now?
Yes.
Yeah, let's get real.
Okay, guys. So we're like hanging out at my pad and stuff. And this motherfucker is like checking out my mom, bro. Like, what the fuck?
Alan, why are you laughing?
Her mom walks around. I'm sitting on the couch. Her mom is real friendly and comes right up in your face area with a giant camel toe. And you wonder why I'm staring?
No, you see what I'm saying, guys? Like, no, I don't need this in my life. I got to go to work, man.
Hold on, Alan. So you don't find her mother attractive? It's just the camel toe?
No. Penny, slow this down, right? Your mom is disgusting to me. I'm not attracted to her. But holy shit, I can't stop staring at her camel toe. I mean, Penny, let's be honest. Looks like she has an ass in the front.
Okay, look, now you're insulting my mother, bro. That's not cool. Like, I'm not okay with this. Like, seriously.
He's not insulting your mother. He's just saying he's not attracted to your mother. He's more attracted to you.
He said she was disgusting, I believe, was the exact word.
Okay, but I'm still going to take it personal because that's my mom. That's my bitch, my homie. My mom is my best friend. Like, she's like my sister. You know what I'm saying? Like, well, I don't know, man.
Tell her to quit wearing fucking yoga pants when I'm at the house.
Yoga pants are comfortable, and you're in our house, bro. So, yes,
all right. Listen, we just got a Penny.
I feel like this issue isn't serious. You could probably get past this, maybe.
Could you, not that bad. Can you find it in your heart to give Alan another chance and know he's not attracted to your mother?
Come on. I'll wear sunglasses when I'm at your house from now on.
Sunglasses? What the hell is that going to do, bro?
That way you can't see me looking at the camera.
You're not helping, dude.
That's so clever. Like, I think it's cute, but the truth is, guys, I think he's just trying to fuck me. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, you're pretty straight up girl, so yeah, I'm trying to, okay?
What are you doing tonight?
Oh!
Is that a yes?
Oh, my God.
Hell yeah!
Wow! This is just going off the rails.
I love it. We did it.
Wow.
Yeah, Penny, I'll make it worthwhile, girl.
Tomorrow on the Second Date Update on the 10s.
If you think that was messy, here's just a sample of what you're going to hear tomorrow for the Second Date Update on the 10s.
You guys, my brother is like the healthiest person I know. And then this girl over here, what is your name again?
What do you mean this girl? First of all, I'm not just some girl. I've been seeing your brother for a little bit now. You know what? I don't even know you, and I did not sign up for this.
That and more will be heard tomorrow morning at 8:10 with the Get Up Crew. I'm hot.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery. Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help, too, by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities, donate today at hot969boston.com/help.